All right, welcome back to Azure and the Enterprise. I'm Lyle Dodge. Today I have with me Arjun Nagulapalli, who's a senior program manager over the App Portal here inside of Microsoft. So, Arjun, can you tell us a bit about the App Portal and how it helps our sellers?
Thanks, Lyle. So App Portal is a productivity application. So one of the North Stars for Microsoft that Satya has been driving is to do digital transformation. Mm-hmm. So empower sellers within Microsoft. The initiative that we started on was to look at what can we do, looking at the multiple activities that a seller performs to ensure he is productive. Yep. So App Portal is a productivity application. It brings in curated content for a seller from multiple different applications, such as his business applications, reporting applications, enterprise applications he's working on, which is a work surface, enabling him to do more and search less.
Because, you know, as a seller, I used to think, hey, it's just CRM. What else do they need? But the reality is they have enterprise agreements, volume licensing contracts. There's a lot of different systems that they talk to as far as trying to sell. And that's just one function.
Absolutely. So typically, sellers work on 40 different applications. They actually get into data so that they need to look at how they are doing, how is their pipeline, how is their quota data, how is their leads and other activities that they're working on is trending in. And CRM is definitely one of those applications. Well, imagine the experience for these guys where obviously they can go bookmark these and then get into each of these reports, get into their view to look at, slice and dice the data, as opposed to an application experience where you open up, you get a view of all your data right in front of you. All you have to do is click on it, get into the details of how the content is showing is applicable to you. Okay. So it's hugely a performance and productivity gain for them.
And so I think it would be good if we kind of like took a quick break, showed a demo of the application, and then, you know, since you've been talking about this, it kind of reminds me, hey, this is a view into many different systems. It could be Power BI, all these other things. Probably applies to other roles at Microsoft, but I think you guys started with the sales role first.
Yep.
I think you're doing another couple of the roles too.
Yeah, so we started with sales as a persona to solve for, but when we looked back and said, hey, can we expand it to look at it in a lot more generic fashion? So not only within sales we use it, finance in Microsoft already uses this application where they're giving curated content for multiple roles within finance team so that they use the application to become themselves productive.
Awesome. So we'll take a quick break. We'll step in and take a quick demo of this, and then we'll come back to talk through the actual application architecture.
Absolutely.
So we're back, and so this is the app. Can you go ahead and tell us a little bit about it?
Yep. I launched the app, and I'm actually running in a demo mode. Mm-hmm. So I've been set up in the app as an account executive. So what you see on the home screen is a glimpse of all the information that is relevant to me. So since I'm an account executive, the key KPIs for me is my forecast, my qualified pipeline data, my leads at different stages, where I could go get a glimpse of how it's doing, active, refreshed for me. Arjun, I don't have to do any filtering. It's just appearing on my desktop. And if I click on my dashboard view, which is another subcategory within App Portal, if you notice.
So here you're iframing in the Power BI reports. So that way they don't have to go know what URL is. It's already set up for that role.
Exactly. So when you launch the app, we use the AAD authentication to understand who Arjun is, go grab the Graph API to figure out my attributes. That's passed in as context to each of these applications, which is going to go build a UI and render within the app itself. So in the MSX Insights dashboard that you're seeing, it's actually Power BI, the report embedded within App Portal. So I'm not really going to Power BI site, logging in, going and searching for my report. I know that this is my curated content that I need to look at. It comes up with one click to my desktop.
Perfect.
I'm going to go show you other tabs also. So this is a pipeline tab. It's a test section. So I've set up as my account opportunities, which is a view into CRM. So I'm going to click on the tile. And what you'd notice is it logs into me without having me go log in once again. So it's all a single sign-on authenticated enabled. And since it's a test account, I don't have any my opportunities. So I'm going to go look up open opportunities. And if you see, all of this data is coming in from a system, a dynamic CRM system, but within the view of this single interface.
So I can. So far we had you know, the UWP app, then you've also Power BI, now you've got CRM Online.
Yep.
I have a feeling we're going to start ticking off a bunch of different systems here without having to leave
switching
the UWP app.
Exactly. We're still in the same surface, and I'm going to go into the details of an opportunity. I clicked on it, obviously it's within CRM. It opens up in the shell of App Portal, and what you see is as the opportunity loads, We have something on this on the bottom left corner that's part of App Portal called as a Context Genie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is part of the app which sort of listens to what's going on. So it's listening to which entity or which activity in CRM I'm doing. And when you click on it, it tells me all the related applications I can jump in from this view. So
that's awesome. So like, you know, as a seller or, you know, even if I'm in a finance person, like if I'm in a GL record,
yep.
It might say, hey, I know you're in a GL record and it's got, you know, these are your pays and vendors. I know some information about those things and I can go open up, launch these other systems. So this is kind of allowing you to say, yeah, I may have 5, 10, 40 applications at my company, but through your Genie now, you have the intelligence to say which systems can kind of talk to each other.
Exactly, and you can actually link up to from which starting point you need to launch what application so that you don't have to really pass on anything from a user standpoint. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you an example of, I'm in an opportunity. I want to really understand how the customer is interacting with, you know, Microsoft from a marketing interaction standpoint. So I just clicked on the marketing interaction style there. The Genie grabs the context from CRM, passes in, makes certain calls on the marketing and renders a view for you, which is all coming in from marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So with one click, I absolutely did not copy over any data. It's just a seamless way to integrate this experience through App Portal.
So especially if you have, you know, you've got marketing qualified leads coming in, and now you've actually gone all the way into a record in CRM for a sales qualified lead.
Yep.
They can go hop back into the marketing systems and see, like, you know, maybe that person came from an in-person event, or like, you know, how did they actually get into me?
Exactly.
And all that was because your Genie knows, hey, I know how to talk to these systems for you.
Exactly, exactly. You could actually get that exact view. And it's just not marketing. You could actually go integrate with any of the other systems, such as Winloss, for example. I want to go any ML-based, you know, advice to the seller. Right now it says there's no information available,
yep.
But this is something where it could actually go and say, hey, there is some contextual information that's available that you can go and work off of.
Awesome.
I'm going to switch gears and I'm going to pick, since I'm in a demo view, I'm going to pick a different persona for now. So if I was a sales manager,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go click a tile. For example, I want to do coaching for Mike Direct, mm-hmm. right? So what App Portal enables is a capability to loosely stitch different workflows and enables you a sort of a guided way of doing things. So it brings multiple applications and sorts of lays over a logical path for you to go and complete that workflow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch over and click on my ATS coaching tile. And the minute I did it,
mm-hmm.
it actually brings my org hierarchy, which tells me who are the people who are reporting to me. And I just have a one-on-one setup with, say, Chandan. I'm going to click on Chandan, and it tells me, hey, if you're doing a one-on-one review with Chandan, here are the items that you want to review.
Okay.
His sales forecast, his pipeline execution report, renewal execution, and cloud.
So this is kind of like, you know, from you think of developers in Agile, this is the Agile stand-up for sales. It's
absolutely.
Like, hey, you know, what are we going to check on today?
Yep, yep. And the cool part is I'm going to click on sales forecast. It's going to pass in Chandan's information. It's going to bring up data for Chandan and show it right within the same experience. Right? So I'm going to have a meaningful conversation when he walks in. We're going to look at the same dashboard that he has. He has been reviewing from his profile.
Yep.
And we just go dig in right from there. Right? I'm going to go look at his view and ask him any of the questions of how I can help him. And I can get into the opportunity view of his opportunities he's working on. And then from there, I can jump into CRM.
Yep. That's awesome.
It's all integrated and loosely coupled.
Mm-hmm.
Very helpful to guide this conversation. I'm going to maximize it to see how seamless its experience is. And if Chandan was doing the same thing, he would have exactly done to manage his opportunity. In the one-on-one, I could go and help him guide and then get this done.
Well, this is awesome. So I can very easily see how this could apply to finance, I mean, many other roles inside of a typical enterprise. So
absolutely.
Is there anything else you want to highlight before we kind of, you know, switch gears and look at how you guys built this?
Yeah, so I think just to nail down on the point about how it can be leveraged, all components that are built for App Portal are pretty generic. They're just containers which enable a loose stitching of workflows, applications that can manage, and context passing that can be done in a very generic fashion.
Yeah, and I think that concept of the context passing and having the Genie be able to pull context from each one, and
yep.
That's pretty sweet.
Yes.
So I'm definitely going to, you know, ask you how you guys architected that. So, well, cool. So we'll be back in just a second, and we're going to actually dive through how you guys built this.
Definitely.
All right, so we're back, and we're going to kind of talk through the architecture of how you guys built this, because I think it's there's some this is some pretty nice enterprise integration stuff. You're talking to a lot of line of business systems. So let's kind of dive in.
Right.
So what do we have?
So what you're seeing here is a three-layered architecture. We have an app, which is a UWP app that you mentioned, which is installed by the end users, published through company portal. So the people who install it get an application UI interface built on Windows 10 platform, which uses AAD for authentication. We have a UI rendering engine, which delivers the content to the user based upon calls that are made to the Graph API. So we have other components that are sitting in the app, which enables the context passing, being able to embed the content within the app, the Power BI component that we talked about, and also a component which actually can push notifications onto the app. So we've integrated with a Windows 10 notification hub, which can deliver the notifications right within the context of App Portal. Switching over from the left to the right on the top section, what you see is an App Portal admin website built using the app Azure app service component. And what this enables for an administrator is to go curate content based upon different roles. So this is a persona who is using going to go to website, go pick up tiles, and then the real-time updates that have to go to the end users is going to go publish the content, which appears real-time on the UWP.
So this is where me as the admin over the sales org would say, these are the roles, these are the pieces that show up in the displays in those roles.
Yep.
Or you know, a finance person would go and say, hey, these are the roles in finance.
Correct.
Here's how we lay it out.
Exactly.
Here's how they flow.
Yep, yep. So the curation component is App Portal admin. So let's switch down to the middle component, which is powered by most of the services that we have in the App Portal. So this is a user the profile service, which uses the Azure Cloud Service. Live content provider, context provider, and most of the admin managers, these are all built using the Azure Cloud Manager services. We have the notification service component that is listening for activity that's happening on multiple systems.
So what's an example of some of the push notifications you would send to people today?
Fantastic, great question. So one of the push notifications that we send in a sales area is MACLs. A lead that is getting MACLed, marketing automation qualified lead, coming into a sales ecosystem, getting a lead owner assigned, will push a notification to the seller saying that, hey, you have a new marketing lead that you've been assigned to work on.
Okay, cool.
And then we have the Power BI component sitting, which go talks to the Power BI service to go render this. Backend is all powered by SQL Azure, and that's the both components for DB, which stores some metadata for App Portal, and the notification data for the notification service.
So when you guys were developing this, was it? I mean, I don't see anything in here that says, "Hey, let's do virtual machines." It looks like you guys are pretty much using mostly PaaS services for
Absolutely.
This.
I think this is completely built on cloud, using all the Azure services and cloud services that we have.
That's awesome. So this is pretty cool. So what do you guys want to do next with the application?
So right now what we have, this application surface is purely able to stitch workflows, give him the data that he wants to work on, have him search less and do more. But we want him to be really productive, give him advice, proactive, suggestive, where we want to infuse some intelligence on the activity that he's doing on. Mm-hmm. If I'm on CRM, on a lead, if I can give him any pop-up alert saying that, hey, there are options for you to go close this deal in a lot faster fashion, we are envisioning the genie that you saw to actually become the genius, which is going to infuse the intelligence and have a chatty bot interface that could let him do more with that.
So maybe it would go, you know, automatically look, you know, in the background, hey, maybe this is a great account, or maybe this is a problem account based on the history of all of our sales, you know, or you know, they don't really like EAs, they like to do consumption. Maybe it'll give them insights into what that seller needs to know when they go talk to the people on the account, so that'd be pretty cool. Or, frankly, what's going on in the region. There's a ton of things. If you guys are integrating with 20 or 30 or 40 systems, and you have AI going on top of those, making the correlations, that's going to be pretty cool.
Absolutely, and that's pretty exciting, because we're definitely going and talking to all the ML models that are sitting out there, and saying, how can I go get this content in a much more curated fashion and give it to him in this work surface?
So what else are you guys going to do? So right now you've got a universal a UWP app.
Yep.
And I know, you know, one of the things that our team does, we do a little bit of consulting, and we live in CRM Online.
Right.
We started to do a power app for our stuff, so that way we can kind of do some stuff on the road.
Yep.
So what about hooking in something like Power Apps? Are you guys looking at that?
I think that's a great value proposition that we're looking at, because strategically, Microsoft has created this platform which enables cross-device mobility, but we also have Power Apps coming in from Windows devices. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to hook up and say, can we go put pointed Power Apps into this work surface to make, you know, the experience for sellers a lot richer?
That'll be really cool. So, you know, you hook up Power Apps, you have AI go work on this, and now you start to make this kind of something that you can be used across finance or sales or marketing, or you go to pretty much any HR.
Yep.
I mean, I can't even think of like how many different systems HR people have to deal with, from onboarding to compliance to all these other background checks and all the other things.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a really cool app going forward. So anything else you want to share?
That's pretty much all of it. Like the two mantras is digital transformation and productivity. And
yeah, because we don't want to carry paper around anymore,
exactly.
Right? That'd be kind of mean. It is nice to write on the surface, but you know, I don't want to go carry stacks or paper out anymore. And it's really hard to get insights from that stuff.
Absolutely.
Arjun, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Lyle. Great pleasure meeting you.
And we'll see you on the next Azure in the Enterprise.